To the surprise of absolutely no one, Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum announced this morning that he will run for the Republican nomination for governor next year. The 64-year-old McCollum referenced his extensive experience in Washington and Tallahassee in saying why he should be the next governor of Florida.
In the current times that we face, the tough times in the state of Florida, that the best use that I can make of this experience is to offer myself as a candidate to be the next governor of the state of Florida. And so I...
McCollum has been in public life for nearly 30 years, 20 of them spent in Congress representing a district that includes Disney World and most of Orlando. He's probably best known for his role as one of the House managers who impeached President Bill Clinton in 1999. That's led to his reputation in part as being fiercely partisan, which is perhaps why he emphasized the kind of administration that he would run in Tallahassee would be anything but.
The hallmark of a McCollum administration will be access and inclusion. This administration will be one that doesn't look at the partisan labels, that brings the brightest minds together from all walks of life throughout our state, regardless of religion, race, any kind of background whatsoever, and working together, bringing those people to solve the problems that we face and to make sure that Florida moves forward.
At McCollum's announcement, which was sent via press release from the Florida Republican Party, party officials seem to be indicating that they are leaning up firmly for the AG for governor and do not want to see a contested primary. Agricultural Secretary Charles Bronson has said that he is still considering a run for the governorship. Before he introduced McCollum, State Party Chairman Jim Greer made sure to mention Bronson by name.
From grassroots activists to elected officials. And that is a demonstration of our commitment to having a unified Republican Party. One gentleman who is not with us today, a distinguished member of the Florida Cabinet, a man who has served Floridians for many years in public service, Commissioner Charlie Bronson. Let's give him a round of applause. I'll let him drop here.
Darrell Paulson has been a professor of political science at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg and is a Republican. He said the state's GOP's embrace of McCollum is twofold.
One is the ability or the authority of the political party itself to dictate who their candidate will be. And by and large, the parties, whether Republican or Democrat, are supposed to stay out of that. They're supposed to remain neutral, let the voters decide, and once the voters have decided then to bring the resources of the party to bear to support the candidate in the general election. That clearly is not happening this year within the Republican Party. I mean, they've clearly sided with Governor Crist over Marco Rubio, and now with Bill McCollum over the potential candidacy of Charles Bronson. So there's going to be a lot of objections to that, and you're already starting to hear that within the Republican Party, that the party organization itself is taking sides. The other aspect of this is a monetary one, of course, as well as a political one. I mean, the party is looking at it from the perspective of which candidate is going to be the strongest in the general election. And secondly, tied to that is the issue of money. The Republicans are going to have, I think, a tougher time than they have in the past as, in terms of raising the same amount of revenue to support their candidates. And so they want to make sure that the party money is not wasted in divisive primaries and can be directed towards a general election campaign where everyone is unified behind the party. And so I think that's part of the reasoning behind this implicit support for both McCollum and Charlie Crist.
Let me ask you about Bill McCollum. Of course, those of us who follow politics know Bill McCollum's been around for a long time congressman from the Orlando area, unsuccessful for Senate in 2000, unsuccessful for Senate in 2004, was successful for Attorney General in 2006, and now seems to be, in terms of the pipeline, the top guy. And as you mentioned, you know, the Republicans rallying around him, or the Republican brass up in Tallahassee. He'll be running up against a very attractive candidate and Democrat, Alex Sink. How's this going to play out?
Well, he's going to have to be, quite honestly, a much better candidate statewide than he has been in the past. I mean, he hasn't had a great deal of success running statewide office until his attorney general race. He's running against a formidable Democratic candidate in Alex Sink, with the potential to become the first female governor of the state of Florida, also at a time where the Democratic voter registration has significantly increased over the last few years in comparison to the Republicans. So Democrats are on an uptick. Republicans are experiencing tough times, relatively speaking, over the past 15 years for the Republican parties. So he has to be a much better candidate, and that means much more focused in terms of conveying his message to the voters of Florida as to why they should elect him and why they shouldn't elect Alex Sink as the governor of the state of Florida.